Benny and Mal's Body Teasers, with support from the Nuffield Council on Bioethics.
Ah, hello again. Now, as Nurse Nanobot loves to point out, my lab can get a bit messy. But what she doesn't realise is there's an awful lot of interesting stuff going on under all that mess. Take Benny and Mal, for instance. They are microbes, that's single-celled organisms to you and me, who live at the bottom of an old test tube. And being single-celled organisms, they are very single-minded. Just have a listen. Benny and Mal never agree on anything.
You're not listening. No, I am listening. You're the one that's not listening. You keep interrupting me.
So, lads, what's the hot topic today?
Listen to what I've got to say.
Oi, lads, what's the hot topic?
Sorry, mate. Would be easier if Mal here was prepared to share the microphone for once.
And talking of sharing, we're talking about sharing personal data. That's information about our bodies.
Could be basic stuff like how tall we are, how much we weigh.
Or it could be information about how healthy we are and whether we've had any illnesses recently.
You see, the idea is that if doctors and scientists share information they have about us, they could make better medicines and treatments.
But hang on, aren't we told that we shouldn't share personal information? We don't go around telling random strangers our names or where we live. Why is it suddenly okay for doctors to have a good old gossip about us?
It's hardly a gossip. It's a massive job keeping everyone healthy and coming up with new medicines all the time. If doctors knew that 239 people were complaining about having a huge and embarrassing red spot on their noses, they might think, sounds like we need more spot cream.
But if I had a huge and embarrassing red spot, I wouldn't want everyone knowing about it.
But what if doctors also knew that all 239 people had cats? They could link facts together to get a bigger picture and perhaps make some helpful discoveries, like maybe it's the cats causing the spots. Get rid of the cats and bingo bango, no more spots. Job done. Stuff like that could solve the problem without using medicine at all.
No, still don't like the idea.
You're serious? Not even if it helped other people with huge and embarrassing red spots on their noses?
Nope, I don't want to be known as that microbe with the massive spot.
All right, calm down, mate. It's just a thought experiment. So what if they didn't know it was you? What if it was just a number of people who had a massive red spot and you were just number, 239?
Yep, I think that being anonymous would be better. Especially if I don't know who's actually looking at the information.
Fair point. All that data can be valuable and could even be sold.
Whoa! Now, I think I would definitely want to know if information about my body was being sold to some big company.
Could be a little company or just a person with a massive wadge of cash.
Not liking that, Benny. Especially if they just want the money to go on an expensive holiday. My body belongs to me, and so does the information about it. You can't go selling stuff that doesn't belong to you in the first place.
But what if the person buying the data is developing new medicines that can save thousands of lives? Would you feel okay with that?
Probably yes, when it's in everybody's interest. It's a brain-busting body bamboozler for sure.
Sure is. Catch you next time.
Benny and Mal's Body Teasers, with support from the Nuffield Council on Bioethics. Find out more at funkidslive.com/Benny and Mal.